the 2025 wheat harvest is history, and producers may be seeing a lot of weeds in their wheat stubble fields. Stay tuned, and I will provide information on the importance of having a plan for controlling those weeds in your wheat stubble. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. It seems that weeds are flourishing out in the wheat stubble with the moisture that we have been fortunate to receive. Post-harvest weed control in wheat stubble is very important to conserve critical soil moisture and prevent weeds from going to seed and adding to the weed seed bank. When thinking about weed control in wheat stubble, there are basically two priorities. First, controlling the already emerged weeds, and secondly, preventing the later flushes. So making applications before weeds exceed 4 to 6 inches is critical for good control of already emerged weeds, but as you know, some are way above that level. Residual herbicides are needed to reduce the number of herbicide applications to control the multiple flushes of weeds that may occur. According to Dr. Sarah Lancaster, our K-State Research and Extension Weed Specialist, the standard treatment for many years to control weeds and volunteer wheat in weed stubble was glyphosate plus your 2,4-D LVE and or dicamba. This tank mix provided two herbicide modes of action to help target those challenging and often drought-stressed weeds. These herbicides continue to be important for weed control in wheat stubble. However, these tank mixes may not be adequate in many cases because of the herbicide resistance in many weed populations, especially glyphosate resistance in Palmer amaranth or pigweed and kochia. Higher rates of the 2,4-D and dicamba may improve control, but in most cases, the 1 quart per acre of 2,4-D or 1 pint per acre of dicamba are the highest rates that should be used. Lancaster stresses that paraquat or gramoxin and others are herbicides that can work well in place of glyphosate to control the emerged pigweed and kochia. Paraquat is a contact herbicide with a different mode of action, so spray coverage is very critical. Paraquat also needs to be applied with a non-ionic surfactant or your oil concentrate to enhance that surface coverage of the plant foliage. A tank mix with atrazine will also enhance control on any emerged weeds and help provide some residual weed control if you're planning to plant corn or sorghum next spring. Likewise, metribuzin can be tank mixed with paraquat if you are rotating to soybean to enhance control and provide some residual activity as well. Lancaster also points out that there are other weed control options that includes the active ingredient saflufenacil with the herbicide Sharpen. So if you are planting wheat this fall, apply 1 to 2 fluid ounces per acre to provide post-emergence and short-term residual control of Palmer amaranth, kochia, and other broadleaf weeds. Sharpen should be applied with glyphosate for grass control and can be applied with other products labeled for use in wheat stubble. Sharpen works best with the addition of methylated seed oil and good spray coverage, so using about 15 to 20 gallons per acre for your spray solution is extremely important. If rotating to soybeans, be sure you remember the 0 to 45 day rotation interval depending on your use rate and your soil texture. In addition, the active ingredient flumioxazin, which is in Valor and many other products, can be added to burn down treatments at rates of 1 to 4 fluid ounces per acre for your activity on emerged broadleaf weeds and some residual activity on broadleaf and grass weeds in wheat stubble. Flumioxazin can also be mixed with glyphosate or clethodim, which is Select Max, for enhanced grass control. It can also be mixed with 2,4-D, atrazine, metribuzin, or paraquat. For more detailed information, see the KSU 2025 Chemical Weed Control for Field Crops, Pastures, and Non-Crop Land Guide, available online or stop by any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center for a paper copy or with more of your questions. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension Postdoc District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.